Blog Talk Radio.
My mind and my heart.
My. It is awesome to come before you today. I'm very excited. It's a terrific Tuesday, and it's a Dr. Lowe show. And when we come, we bring you some hot topics about relationships and the issues that occur. So it's real relationship issues we're going to be talking about. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of this show. It's so important to have an opportunity to share with you some ideas to this particular vessel. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. We're also being broadcast on Facebook. And for those individuals that's on Blog Talk Radio as well as Instagram, it's facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. On Instagram, we're under the handle as Coach DR Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So we're really excited to come with you. We got an outstanding format for tonight's show. Now, what we want you to also keep in mind, if you want to go back and listen to the On Demand episode that is occurring once we finish with this show, you can go through several outlets to do that. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, which for those individuals that's calling in, you can have an opportunity to do the same thing. Just go to the web link, as I mentioned, www.blogtalkradio.com/Smithway Productions. If you want to go to Twitter, you can go to, I have several accounts. As I, you go to at Lorenzo D. Smith, at Talking Real to You, at Dr. Lowe's Show, at Dr. Lorenzo Smith Show. You can check us out through that way. Or you can talk in Sports Plus as well with the number one. You can check us out that way. If you want to take an opportunity to go to Instagram, I just mentioned one of the accounts, which is Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Or go to Lorenzo D. Smith 15, or go to D. Alberto 15, and you can check us out. And I appreciate, as I look at the board, we have a lot of people joining us, and I'm excited because this is going to be an outstanding show tonight. But we want you to be a part of it by calling in. The call in number is 347-857-4192. So we look for an outstanding show tonight. And I have on the line at this point, and I do appreciate this young lady joining us, and I always try to give the individuals who volunteer their time, the team members, a raving introduction. And this young lady hails from the state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. She's a member of Zeta Phi Theta Sorority, Incorporated. She also the retired educator and counselor, and she's still working to change lives in the South Carolina area. None other than Miss Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you tonight?
And
we'd
awesome.
Like to thank our great listening audience joining us again tonight before we take our summer recess. But we're just so happy to have them to join us, and it is going to be a great show tonight.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Scarlett, for joining us. And we have three other guest experts that are going to join us. And what I ask them to do is they call in to be a part of it because, you know, this is Dr. Lowe's show, and we're so excited. But having Scarlett here with me, and it's just about every opportunity we have to come before you, Scarlett is with us. So we have some outstanding discussion, but we want you to be a part of it, you know, and I want to repeat this number and how you can be a part of it. It's 347-857-4192, and if you want to be a part of it besides just listening to the show and you have some comments and questions, press 1. I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or your telephone number, then I ask you to let us know who you are, where you're located, and give us your comments and questions. God, we got an outstanding format dealing with a part 2. Because part 1 we had recently, which was our last show, and it's entitled, When Should You Leave the Relationship? Now, it was so exciting. We said we had to carry it on, but we add some things a little different. We have to do that every now and then. We have to add different things in there, but we're still talking about the same thing. And the first topic we want to talk about is discuss the difference between situationship and relationship. Some of us may not be aware what a situationship is and never thought it was one considered to be a relationship. A situationship, we're going to define it, and we'll share this with you, is a hookup. And I know most of you have heard of a hookup. You get hooked up with somebody, and you don't have any ties. You're just being able to hook up with that person. You don't know a whole lot about them. They are the first tier of a beginning of a relationship, which is a social. You just met them. You hooked up with them. You know, like I said, whatever happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. So that's a situation. The situation we will identify is not a real relationship. You're not even in a relationship. You just met this person, and now you're in a situation. Now, if you want to move to the next phase and you can move to the acquaintance and you begin to get acquainted by text and calling, trying to get information about that individual because you now say, I want to be in a relationship with that person. You're moving through what we're trying to see the difference between a relationship, which includes a friendship, a romantic relationship. The other two, associates and acquaintance, is a relationship, but we have to keep in mind that's just when you're meeting people. And if you want to further that relationship or further that situation with them, you will make sure you begin to talk with them, communicate, find out some things about them, find out who they are, what the name is, where they're located, and all those things. And then you can move forward to developing a friendship. Friendship falls in all the forms in your family. You know, you got a friendship. You got to have a family involved when you say, you got to have friendship in your family. You got to have friendship on the job. And you can move to that. Then you move to that romantic relationship. Scott, tell me what you think about the situationship and the relationship.
I agree with everything you just said because it is what it is. You come together for whatever reason, for whatever purposes, spur of the moment, the hookup, relationship that you are, or a situational relationship you may have on your job, is not the same as a committed long-term relationship you would have with your significant other, those types of things. So whatever that purpose is, however you define it, wherever you came together for whatever or got caught up in the moment for that particular situation, that's exactly what it is. It's how you defined what that relationship is. Is it ended at that moment for just that particular situation, or is it something you're going to try to pursue going forward? So I think you said it very, very well, exactly what it is. It's short-term in some situations, depending on why you came together in that particular instance.
Awesome. I'm going to tell you now, when you're talking about a situationship, we have to keep in mind there are some signs. If you can't identify the signs, what we're saying is that you just met that person, you hooked up with that person, whatever you call maxing with that person, you see them, you know them, you're done, you don't know anything about. I'm going to give you a couple signs that I just want to share, and you can respond as well by calling in 347-857-4192, press 1. Now, I identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then I ask you to give us your thoughts and your comments. A couple things that are signs of a situationship, not a relationship. We're going to talk about the relationship in a minute because we started the first show, we talked about the types of relationships. We talked about healthy traits of a relationship. Let's look at some things that let you know if you're not sure what a situationship is. First of all, you don't have a title. And people say, what's the title? For example, he's my friend. He's my girlfriend. He's the person that I want to spend my time with. He's my future. And, you know, a title. You'll say, she's my associate. He's my acquaintance. He's my friend. Personally, it's not a title with it. It's just somebody you call and hook up with, you know. Late at night, you call them. You know, anybody calling you after a certain time, they call and tell them, let's get together. It's a working toward a hookup. So just remember, it doesn't have a title. This is an indication it's a situationship. Another thing, you have half a man is better. This is your statement. I heard somebody say this, and I'm going to let you relate to it, Scarlett, and maybe you have heard it too. A half a man is better than no man.
A half a man is better than no man.
That's somebody for a situation. That's just the way you can take him. You know, they're going to take you out. You know, you're going to go to the movies. At least I got somebody on my arm, but I don't have no title. I don't know exactly who this person is, but, you know, I know them because they had introduced themselves to me, because if I'm going to go out with you, I have to know something about it. I let somebody know I'm going with you. But a half a man is better than no man. Donna, you can share your thoughts on that.
Well, I think on one of the first early shows we did with this, around the same area, I talked about someone that I knew, and I think I mentioned the case where she and this young man would hook up every Tuesday. And the purpose was for the purpose of having sex. I mean, that's what it was, you know. And sometimes they would, she would fix dinner, because it was always at her place, never at his. And he would come over, and sometimes they didn't want to eat. He didn't want to eat. And the only thing he wanted to do was, you know, get right down to business. And that's what it was. That was the situation relationship.
Yeah.
They had a standing understanding, a situation every Tuesday night. Every Tuesday night. That's what they would do. That's what the understanding was and why they were coming together. They were not friends per se. It was just somebody she knew, and she had a need. He had a need. That was the situation.
Awesome, awesome. I'll tell you now, you see, we just pull out some thought in regards to a half a man is better than no man. If you live with that thought, and that's your resolution about life, then if you're comfortable with it, you're in a situation. You're not in a relationship. Why would you reduce yourself to a level? You're talking to the guru. Now, the guru said, why would you reduce yourself to being with somebody and consider them just a half a man? So now let's look at what the other half, the half you're getting, and the other half is probably married or have someone else they consider to be their main squeeze, or however you want to call that. That's their main lady. But you just there, and just since I can hold on to him, he can come by the house, as Scarlett said, and we can eat dinner together. I'm going to have a little company. Is that worth sacrificing?
And he could have another family, or she could have another family. You know, family
exactly.
Could be involved.
Exactly. And we want to talk a little bit about, I'm glad you brought that up, but we want to skip down to the topic I have later on. Let's finish with this one, because I believe it's important that we look at these signs, so some people that's online, that on a different vessel, can kind of recognize, wait a minute, I'm in a situation, I'm not in a relationship. Another one, your main means of communication is text. Got it? What do you think about it? The only way you communicate with that person is text. You don't ever want to call them. That makes you wonder, now, wait a minute now, this person is never going to take time for me, for us to be able to communicate. It's so many ways of communicating now through technology. You know, if the person's not willing to call and dial those numbers, you don't have to dial numbers. All you got to do is program in your phone and just go. Or they're not willing to present themselves, you know, you can quickly get catfished. Keep that in mind, because you've never been able to communicate. That's just like being on the board and you're using Facebook, and you're communicating through Facebook, DM that person all the time, but you never talk with that person. You never get to the point where you meet them. So now it's a situation. So when you do finally meet them, you set it up through texting. You want
so
to talk
true.
Through texting.
So true.
You have to be able to communicate. You know, we have, you know, with the technology we have, as I stated, you got to keep in mind, we got many ways of communicating with a person and actually seeing a person, you know, FaceTime, you know, person being able to FaceTime. What's wrong with FaceTime and every now and then, if that's the person you feel like you want to develop a relationship with? It's fine to call. Yeah, we need to hear your voice. We need to hear my voice. Okay? You need to make sure. Now, it's okay to text if you, but don't make that your only means of communication. You know, I have a thing I always tell my daughters, and I always tell them, I said, now, if you want something from dad, especially when you're talking about finance, you don't need to text me. You need to be able to call me. And I tell them, that's my advice to everybody. If you need something from somebody, call them, especially financially, personal stuff. Don't be texting it and acting it because that's not personal. We're trying to make it personal. Texting is not personal. You know, I've heard from several people, you know, and I don't like texting all that stuff on there. That's too much to text. Why can't I just tell you? That's a sign of situationship and not a relationship. I'm going to give you three more, and then we're going to move forward a little bit farther talking about a relationship. So if you're not understanding what you're in now, whether situationship or relationship, I'm giving you some signs to say, well, let me check this out and see if I'm in that direction. Then, if I'm communicating with them, I got to talk with that person. I got to be able, not just text all the time. I got to be able to talk with them. For example, your closet friend haven't purposely met. Your closet friend, closet now, in the closet, the person you have never met. You haven't made time to meet that person, or they are avoiding you. They don't want to meet you. They're a closet friend. That's the situation. And you have never met that person. Or you haven't even made an effort to meet that person. That's a situationship. They're in the closet. They don't want to be seen.
Well, I call them ghosts.
Okay, ghosts. I love that. There's a ghost. They're ghosting. Like, the basketball
field. You haven't
He's
seen them, and neither has
murder.
Anyone else.
There you go. They're in the closet. They got to be able to come out. You got to come and meet them. So you're in a situationship. All right. Sex is mind-boggling. Now we back to that term, sex. That's all it's all about. He come, as Scarlett mentioned, that person she referred to as a reference, that the person come over, get, you know, fix them food, then y'all get busy, he's up and gone. Every holiday, he never can be found, but the day after the holiday, he comes see you. That's a situationship because, you know what, there's a relationship that you're not included in.
There you go.
Let's keep it in mind.
There
you
go.
You can be a part of it. 347-857-4192. Give us a holler. Shout out, you know, because we're going to make it do what it do right here. And the last
one. Oh, yeah,
one,
this is real. This is real.
This is real tonight for sure. That we're doing real talk every time we talk. Real relationship talk. That's what it's all about. You're living the vampire life. You're living the vampire life. You haven't heard of that. People heard of that. Some people don't get up to go until after 12. Some people don't make their move until after 11. They don't want to see you until after 11 o'clock. They don't want to see you until 12. The hookup coming. Hookup, we back to hookup, is happening after 11, after 12. 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. That's a hookup. That's vampire life. That's an indication of a sign of that person only considering you to be a situation. That's not a relationship. And that's what we're talking about. We want you to be a part of it. Call that number again. It's 347-857-4192. All right, Scarlett, let's get a relationship. Remember we was talking about the healthy traits of a relationship? And
yes.
If you'll know where you are in a relationship by seeing these signs that may occur. We're not going to go into the more definition of if he call you, you spend time with him, he's making it all that. We're going to say these healthy traits going to give you an indication that you're in a relationship because you have to take time to make sure these things happen. Now, I'll start off with the first one, Scarlett, but we've talked about it because this is our show and what we talk about in our show.
Yeah, give them the signs again, Doc. Give them the signs again.
All right, the first one is self-love. If you can't love yourself, you can't be in a relationship with anybody else. You have to love yourself. Self-love is important. That's a healthy sign. It's not hanging out late at night. It's not running the street. It's not trying to do this. It's not afraid to have a title or make a statement like half a man is better than no man. If you love yourself, you would not settle for half a man or half a woman. You wouldn't do it. The second one is honesty. That person got to be honest with you. That's a sign of a relationship, a healthy relationship. That's a sign. Honesty is so important. No one likes liars. Keep it real. You know, if you tell one lie, you got to tell 10 more lies.
And forget the first one you told.
And you completely forget the first one. You're so right on it. And the next one is trust. You have to trust that person. First of all, you can't ask somebody to trust you unless you trust yourself. Too many times when people go out and cheat, they say, oh, I slipped and fell down on top of that. You know, no, you did. If I trust myself, I can trust myself being around people and I don't have to do that because I trust me. Then I'm going to be honest enough to tell you that what I encountered today, I know that that wasn't for me, and you're the one for me, and you're part of this healthy relationship, and I want to be in this relationship with you. The next one, communication. As we said, in a situationship, texting is the only means of communication. In a relationship, a healthy relationship, communication comes to form where you're able to talk. You're able to use the telephone and talk to each other. You're able to FaceTime. You are able to be able to use that technology even with looking at your computer, your laptop, or your iPad, which is nothing but a telephone. That's your direction where we're already at. You know, being able to, when you do meet that person, you can communicate. Don't be afraid to ask those things. Charlotte, I always tell everybody, I have like 200 questions. Now, I might not answer those questions yet, but I'm working on them. If I'm in a relationship and looking to have a relationship with you, I have 200 questions. I don't ask them all at one time, but over a period of time, I'm going to ask those 200 questions. Might be just simple questions. What are some of your goals, you know? Just simple questions. But you want to build up, they're going to strengthen the rest. That's communication right there. We have to be able to talk to one another. You can be a part of it. We want you to talk to us. Donna and I want you to call us. That's 347-857-4192. We want you to be a part of it. Communicate with us. Last but not least, connection. You know, you have to have a connection. And I think that comes from your not looking at the outside, but it comes from inside out. When that person is for you, it's going to be a connection you're going to have with that person. You're doing some of the same things. It may be one thing, but it provides that connection. And once you begin to communicate, you'll be able to find out more. God, you want to share your thoughts on that?
If the connection is not there, quit fooling yourself. Quit fooling yourself, thinking that you can make it come. If it's not there and you're feeling it and sensing that that connection is not there, it's time to move on. That connection may never be made, depending on what the connection that you're looking for and that you have in common. Sometimes if it isn't there, don't settle and try to make something there that isn't, because it will cause more problems down the road as you go along. I wanted to go back to the one on trust because a lot of times trust, we always talk about trust is earned. But if you trust yourself and you're in this, and that goes back to the self-love, those characteristics begin with you, what you bring to the relationship, what you bring to the table. You love yourself. You have confidence in yourself. You know who you are. You know what your core foundations are and your values. And going to the trust level, you have to trust the other person. If that person has shown who they are, and you've communicated, you've gotten all this out, you know, you hear stories about someone calling someone every hour on the hour to see where they are, who they're with, what they're doing. You know, that would get on anyone's nerves at some point. And that's not a sign of trust. Evidently, there's been a loss of trust because that person's giving you an indication that maybe they can't be trusted. And because you feel that, you're trying to check up on them all the time. That's not trust, and that's not respect for the other party in the relationship. So trust is very, like you said, Doc, it's very important to this to a relationship if it's a healthy one. In unhealthy ones, I've seen it happen. Another case where there was a person that I know for sure had hired private detectives or private detective to check up to see what her husband was doing during the day and who he's with at night. Well, that's not a healthy relationship. And, you know, my advice to her was to, when she asked, you know, well, you all need to sit down and really, you know, put it on the table and talk about it. You know, wasting money trying to hire somebody to check up on him. It means that somewhere in that relationship, and this was a marriage, that things had broken down to that point where she felt like she had to do that. Your thoughts on that, Doc?
Awesome. But before I get to the thought, call in number 347-857-4192, and we're going to hold it right there because we do have a caller on the line, and we want to make sure that person get a chance. Caller with the last four digits of 1111. You're now live. Give us your name, your location, then offer your comment or question.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can speak up a little bit. Talk a little louder.
Yeah, well, my name's Joe. Can you hear me better?
Yes,
that's a lot better, Joe. Yes.
Okay. When you're talking about when should you leave the relationship, I think you should leave it quickly and early. I have a certain philosophy about if you're going to enter into a relationship, a serious relationship, I think two people should sit down with a piece of paper and write out what they like about each other, what they don't like, deal breakers, and if the two people can agree to that as an informal contract, then you enter the relationship. Otherwise, it's a relationship, kind of a de facto relationship before then, but it's based on hopes and dreams, and I'm hoping that this person is going to be the person I want him or her to be, and they continue dating, they like each other, have a few bumps in the road, but when you sit down with a piece of paper, you're really finalizing the step before you get into the relationship so that when you define it and if the people violate the terms of the contract, let's say, I don't like the fact that you get home late. I don't like the fact that when you say you call, you don't call. That bothers me. And if the person continues to do that which bothers the other person, knowing that it's going to bother him or her, then you know that you've got a liar. No matter how nice the person was prior, you know you've got a liar and you should get out. So I don't have the antidote, I don't have the panacea or the magic bullet to have a happy relationship, but I think I got the magic bullet to make sure nobody stays in a bad relationship.
Awesome, Bill. I tell you, man, that's awesome. We still want you to continue to listen. We thank you for calling and sharing your thoughts. We still will have you on the line so you can still be listening.
Okay.
And Joe has some great points there.
I like one thing that Joe said, the thing about the deal breakers. I think I have to agree with him. I think it's important in every relationship that you have those things that really are, you know, deal breakers or things that could unravel a relationship and put not only just every relationship is going to have bumps. Let's be for real now. Every relationship that you have is not going to be smooth sailing. It's not the Ozzy and Harriet and the Cleavers, things that we see on TV, because every relationship is going to have some bumps in the road. But those deal breakers are very important. Joe, thank you for saying that. Because there are some deal breakers, and you all, you know, in the relationship, you do have to define what those deal breakers are. You know, a crowded relationship where there's more than two people, and they're, you know, this the third person into the relationship,
yes,
that's a deal breaker.
Yes. Exactly.
That's a deal breaker.
That's exactly what we're talking about. You know, whether it's a situationship or a relationship, if you are serious about a relationship, just sit down and be able to communicate with one another, because there's a connection. You already see the connection because you have made some way to connect with each other, and you have something in common. And what you have to do is you make sure you put some things down that I always call pros and cons. I'm all about it. I always tell my children, young adult children, I said, put a plan together. Put some actions down. Put some things that you want to do. What are the pros and cons dealing with it? Even in a relationship, you have to do that. Once I know, as you brought about, you know, I keep telling you, this is what I'm going to do, and I never do it. You know, the trust issue is there, and it's real. And we have to keep that in mind. You know, our famous saying, started with saying with me, if you see that situation of people show themselves, our thing is what? Run.
And keep running.
And keep running. Because you have to be out of that situation. You can't stay there because it is not healthy. And that's what we're talking about, situationship compared to a relationship. I gave you some signs that indicate if you wasn't sure you was in a situationship, but we know situationship, but I also gave you tips of a healthy relationship. And I'm going to kind of move to another topic, Scarlett, and the topic is the situationship ruining modern romantic? Is the situationship ruining modern romance?
Is the relationship, say it again, is the relationship ruining modern romance?
Yes.
That's what you said?
Yes.
Okay, I guess for me, what would you call a modern, what would you call modern romance?
Okay, let's do it like this. Let's say that the situation, if everybody accepts and hook up, normally in a romantic relationship, you got a commitment going on there. But in a situationship, your commitment might be to hook up. But it's nothing, in essence, you can say you're going to be willing to do way beyond that. So in today, this is our modern romance, is it because we have so many opportunities to be in situationships that it's ruining the modern day romance, where you actually show where you're committed to this relationship, doing the things that provide a healthy relationship. Just having a hookup, is that better than for some people actually doing in a relationship? Then is it stopping people from going into our modern day romantic relationship situation?
I think that what we see in social media and on TV and in the movies would lead us to believe that most relationships are just situational relationships, but I don't believe that. I really think that there are a lot, millions of people who are in committed relationships and are working out whatever they need to work out to make sure that they remain committed. I think that what we see and what we tend to believe that what we see in social media and through our friends that may be in situation relationship, that's the way everybody is. I don't think everybody is like that. I think that from the beginning of time, you know, people can cultivate and are in cultivated committed relationships. What I don't see sometimes is the hard work that's needed to remain in one. Some people will do the hard work, and sometimes because of high divorce rates or people just leaving each other for whatever reasons, you just get so easily frustrated, you're out. And sometimes if you worked a little harder at it, you know, it can be what you went into it for. So I think that we shouldn't be confused to think that love is still love. Committed relationships are still committed relationships. Marriage is still marriage. Significant others are still significant others, regardless of what we're led to believe through how Hollywood sees it, how your friends who are in situational things may see it and tell you that it's wonderful and this, that, and the other, I still think that there is a lot to be said about committed relationships, and we have millions of them.
Awesome. And we have a call, and we want to make sure his call-in number is 347-857-4192. But we do have a caller on, and matter of fact, we have two, and we have Joe returning. So we'll get caller with the last four digits of 9798. We need to have your name, your location, then offer your comment and question. You are now live.
Hey, guys. My name's Greg. I want to be with a large black man. For some reason, I fantasize about a big black cock sliding up in me and sucking on it and licking it, just having the guy totally do me, have his way with me, you know, maybe more than one, two or three,
Thank you, Greg, so much for that. You know, there's some entertainment going on tonight, and we appreciate that. Now,
yeah, I couldn't hear what he said.
Yes, it was kind of groggy, but it was a little bit, yes, we with no filter, but some things we will prefer not to repeat here. Matter of fact,
okay.
Joe is back. Joe,
hey,
how you doing, Joe? We want you to stick this call so I can push the button again.
Yeah,
that's Joe.
I wanted to speak on this. I think, situationship, the way that you define it, isn't really a relationship. It's like people who are staying together, maybe we'll try to get into a relationship. Okay. But when you're talking about modern romance, I think modern romance should die. I think modern romance should go the way of the dinosaurs. And the reason why I say that is because romance is an idea. It's a fairy tale that's put into the minds of about 99.9% of women, especially in the United States, who've been brought up on Disneyland, romance novels, romance comic books. And they have an idea about what a man is supposed to be like. And their idea is part of their belief system. And men can't act like that too often of the time. Women want heroes. They want drama, action, men who are like the Disneyland fantasy heroes. So when you have that, when a man is just a man, he actually is kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. He's taught to be a gentleman, while at the same time, he has to be somewhat aggressive to fit that hero style. But if he's too aggressive, according to the woman that he's with, then he might be a bully. And men really have to walk a tightrope. So if romance were dead, and if women and men were truly equal, then they could see each other as truly equals, treat each other as equals, and accept each other's faults, as long as the faults aren't, I guess, too way out of line. But when a man, and most men kind of realize this, but I don't think most men realize the burden of it. Men are, again, women have this idea that a man has to be part Batman, part Superman, part Clark Kent. And that's unrealistic. And that, I think, goes a long way to destroying relationships.
Well, Joe,
thank
I think
Joe.
That part is unrealistic to think that somebody is a superhero. You know, we're superheroes in different ways. It doesn't mean the physical part of being a superhero or being all those things that you would think that, again, we get from Hollywood. When I think of a hero, I think of men who are kind, who are nurturing with their significant others, their wives, their children, those types of things. And there are a lot of men like that. And in the eyes of each other, he is a superhero in those regards. People that provide for their families, people that, you know, are doing everything they can, even through the stresses and the ups and downs and the challenges of trying to make a living economically, whatever the case may be, that are really trying to do the right thing. And they treat their wives with utmost respect and vice versa on her part, too, to treat him with utmost respect. And this goes back to communication, all the traits we talked about of a healthy relationship. So while romance is not just a one-sided thing on part of the woman, men are romantic too. You know, I could give you a lot of cases, a lot of situations where men have done some very romantic things. There's nothing to do but you see that your significant other, your wife or your girlfriend had a rough day, and you come home or whatever to do the dishes. You know, that's romantic. I'll give a personal situation. When I was in grad school, I came home and I was late one night coming from a class. I was exhausted. I was going to do my dissertation. And my husband had, I like bubble baths, so he had run a whole bathtub full of water and had candles all around the bathroom. That was the most romantic thing that I've ever, you know, that he had ever done. He'd done a lot of things like, you know, similar things and flowers and things like that. But just the fact that he knew that I was, you know, on my last leg, so to speak, made a big difference to me. It just said something about the respect and the love that he had for me. And there are a lot of men out there, a lot of men. So I don't like to put men down. You know, we sometimes put men down for when they are doing those romantic things or kind things or sweet things. You know, we talk about abusive men and things of this nature. Every man's not abusive. Men, all men are not abusive. And in those situations, we've said on this show, get out, run. If you can't get mediation or outside help to help bridge those gaps and try to solve the situation, resolve the situations, you know, run. So
awesome.
I'm here to say something powerful about good men, heroes in the eyes of those families, those women who love them, that type of thing. And it's a mutual thing. It goes both ways.
And Scarlett, I do appreciate it, but I'll pick up that part, and I appreciate everything you said. And I thank Joe for calling in and sharing this point of view, because that's what we have to do about it, point of view. But we really, really, what women are asking for is a man that's willing to be a man. He should take on being the protector. He should take on being the provider. I know it works hand in hand, but it's something about when I'm going to be your king. I want to be the king and represent it like it's supposed to, as a man's supposed to. And every phase of it is so important. We got to continue to teach our boys to be young men and having respect and taking care of those individuals that they are designed to take care of and don't be afraid of. And I know that we all have our definition of, yeah, this is not Romeo and Juliet, which is your romantic scene to sing. We don't have that same thing per se going on like that, but we have situations, and a lot of it's majority of people know how to romance their lady. They like to show you, and they know how. And we've been taught, and we're using it. We're getting better, but there are some that are struggling with it, and we're working with them so they can be prepared to treat our queens like they should be treated. So I just want to make sure we don't get caught up saying that because how it was 40, 50, 60 years, we don't have it. We do have it, and we have a lot of men that are willing to romance you, willing to take care of you, willing to protect you, and have no problem with doing that. Being the provider, that's what life is all about. And that's who you ought to be looking for, someone who's willing to make that commitment and dedication, be trustworthy, be honest, be able to communicate with you. Those are the things you know you must have, and a man must be willing to give way beyond the effort of 100%. You have to give 365 days a year, 7 days a
week,
24/7. You got to work hard. If you're not willing to work hard to show exactly what you're willing to do in a relationship, and in the process when you get to the romantic part of the relationship, then you're not willing to give your greatest effort. So we have to always keep that in mind. And it's a lot of definitions we have, but we want to move our topics at this point. Call in number 347-857-4192. And I want you to give us a shout. I noticed on the board a couple of people said that, you know, want to give some advice. They want to share some advice. They got some thoughts, and I'm reading it as I scroll down the board, meaning in regards to Facebook, where they can be communicating back and forth with me. They can reply, they can comment, and they're sharing some thoughts at that point. All right, before we move to our next topic in Scarlet, we will only have about one more after that, and then we'll move to part three.
Okay.
This is an advertisement. This is the Free and Lee 8 Organic Shop, and it's connected and transforming minds to the natural living. Some of the product is fragrance at $20. They have skin and hair enhancement, dark blemish, bottle 8 ounces, $15, 4 ounces, $8. There are many other products, so they want to connect and transform the mind and the natural living. If you are interested in these products, you can give Coach Lakeisha Lee at 334-449-2115 or Ashley Lee, 334-392-1712. And it's the Free Lee 8 Organic Shop. And the website is www.myyi.com/CNAL. So check them out, you know, give them a holler, go to the internet, find out the products they have, but we want to share them. All right, next topic is, and it's going back to when we were talking about situations, Scarlett, and I wanted to make sure that what wifey benefits, wifey benefits should you hold back until you're married? What wifey? So this is, we don't want to be directed to a certain gender, but we're talking about some of the things that guys are getting early in the game, and they don't think they need to marry because they're already getting the wifey benefit. Share your thoughts on that.
Are you saying wifey? You're breaking up. Are you saying wifey?
Wifey, yeah.
Wifey, okay.
Benefit. Yeah, the benefits that the wife is sharing with their husband, people out in situations, not even married, are getting those same benefits. So the question, what are the benefits you should hold back until you're married?
Well, I mean, I think we know the answer to that.
and I'm laughing along, but yes, you know, it's all about what we said, the hookup sex. You know, because I think that's a difference when you are in a romantic relationship or just in a hookup. Sex happens in hookups. A lot of people go agree with this to me. But love making occurs in a romantic relationship. And
well, love things too would be the financial, you know, the money, finances. Things that you would have in a committed relationship or marriage, are you doing the same thing as situational? You know, someone is always hitting you up for taking care of the expenses, if there are any, if you are being taken out or whatever the case may be, that would be another wifey thing because you don't have any commitment there. And you, that was something you need to, you know, decide, you know, how you're going to handle that. Where does the relationship go if the person sees you as wife or husband material? Or
exactly.
Is it just, again, the hookup? If they're not putting you in that same light because, you know, you got, you've heard, the, you know, we've all heard, well, you know, she's my side piece or whatever, but marry someone else.
Exactly. And what you're saying is so right. So what benefits did you hold back? Now, I'm going to add a few others to that. Now, I'm going to apologize to our people on Facebook because we lost that temporary connection. So, but I still have them showing up on the line of names.
So you lost the Facebook people? Uh-oh.
Yeah. So they can hear us. So we're still going to be talking. Now, I just believe not only just the sex, but if you're treating that person, they have moved into your place. You're living like y'all are married, but y'all not married. and getting all the benefits of taking care of him is something you need to think about and consider, whether you want to take care of him like he's your husband when he's not your husband. We always focus on thinking it's only sex, but there's other situations we've talked about on a previous show where individuals allow, when should you allow people to move in with you? If you allow them to move in, now you're in essence developing what we call common law. And we know we have heard of common law matter. So you're no longer in a situation, you're no longer in just a basic relationship. You're going into where there are some legal places in this country will identify you as common law marriage. So the benefits of cooking for that person, cleaning for that person, purchasing things, the sex, and all of that going along are the benefits that you'll get even though you're not married. So those are some things. Should you have those if you're not going to marry that person? Why?
Well, what about a person already married and they're sharing, they're living two households?
That's even worse because there's no commitment, and apparently there's no trust because they can't trust themselves to stay at home. They got to go out in the street. So we talk about healthy relationships. And when you got a healthy relationship going on, you ain't trying to live in two houses. You know that thing, and I always say this, and people say, make sure you say it right, is homosexual. If that person's not getting the satisfaction at home like he should, then he out of the street, he's hoboing around. And it don't make no difference. You ain't gonna be able to please him because he's not satisfied anyway when he do have a person that giving him those benefits as a wife. So we have to kind of understand that when we're dealing with situations in life. But that's what it's all about on the Box of Gold Show. We talked about some outstanding topics tonight. We shared some great things. We're at the point now because we're looking at probably 3 minutes to go before we close it out. We're going to go on our break up until August. Scarlett, it's been outstanding. There are some more topics I would love to have talked about, but we're going to save them to part three. And I really hate we lost our crew on Facebook, but I am going to give them a shout out. You know, I'm going to give them a shout out because they can go back and they can take an opportunity to hear the show on Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/the Smith Way Productions. They can go to Twitter, which is the Talking Real to You. Also, Lorinda D. Smith 15. I have all the different accounts you can go, but I will post it. I have Tumblr. We have all of this, Google Plus. Now, let me give a shout out to those individuals. Our fraternity brother, Mario Cafaro, he's joining us on Facebook, even though I lost the picture to him, but I still have their names up. Felicia Jackson, she joined us. Carolyn Goldsmith Henry, thank you, Carolyn. Crystal Porter, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, out of she came through in the Atlanta graduate chapter, and she's now in Ohio, back with her mom and a good friend of mine.
Wonderful!
Thank you very much for joining us. Miles Brown, one of my ball players. Back in high school when I coached a long time ago, played football and basketball for the Miles is on here every week. So we appreciate Miles joining. Allison Rowell, thank you so much. BJ Jefferson, Ms. BJ, thank you, Ms. BJ. She's checking us out. And we do appreciate you. Rachel Williams, she said, hello, Doc. Hey, Doc. Hey, Rachel. Rachel is one of the individuals I communicated about having a show on finance. They call the Rachel K. Williams Show, and she'll be joining us in July and to talk and share some thoughts on financial security, life insurance. Just like we said, GoFundMe is not a life insurance policy.
That's right.
Or a retirement. And she's going to talk about that, and she's going to have an opportunity once a month to share that with you. That's Rachel K. Williams Show. We have Nicole Sherrod Brown. Nicole is an author, has several books out there. Check her out. Just go to Nicole Sherrod Brown Facebook and you can purchase a book that she has. She has several series of books out there. Nikita Boss Up Bassett. Nikita out of Tuscaloosa. Thank you, Nikita. Tamela Crane. Yvette Tara. Antonio Washington, our fraternity brother. Antonio, thank you very much for joining us and your support. Tyrone Henderson, another one of my ball players from McKenzie. I coached him in football and basketball. Thank you, Tyrone. LaShawn Long, she's a good friend. She's a counselor of mental health. Appreciate it. Another fraternity brother, my immediate past president out of Rose Sigma chapter out of Miami, Florida. That's Terrence Babyhead Gibson. He's joining us as well, and he's down in Miami Gardens, and he's joining us. We appreciate it, my fraternity brother. Thank you so much. We also have Mira McCullough. Thank you, sir, so much. Then Chris Porter said, need advice, I'm calling in. And I'm still looking for her to call in, and I do appreciate it when she gets an opportunity to call in. Matter of fact, we're at the end of the hour, but I do see somebody who did call in. She may just want to give us a shout-out because she's going to be hosting a show called the Minister Shannon Show that will be coming on July the 18th. And I want to make sure she says something. I'm going to make her live in a minute, and I'm going to give her a chance to say something about what she's trying to do with her show. Also, we have Yvonne Pryor Anderson. We have Paris Yvette Jeter, Beverly Barnes Randolph, Judy Smith. Those are ones on Facebook. Over on Instagram, we have Deshaun Long. So she was doing Facebook and she's doing Instagram. We appreciate it. Then we also have, I'm trying to see Diva, like Skeela Diva. These are handles for the year. We appreciate all of y'all joining us. It's been outstanding tonight. But I do
sure,
have
that's
on
a
the
great
line.
Group. Long, long list.
A long list. Do have on the line, Minister Shannon People. How you doing, Minister?
I'm doing great. How's everybody doing tonight on this
we're doing
Tuesday?
Yeah, we're doing well.
Wonderful.
We appreciate you joining us. As I shared with everybody, Ministress Shannon would have a show coming on to talk about life issues on July the 18th. Her first guest will be Dr. Joan Cartwright. She wants to come back again, so she's coming on the 18th. That's a Thursday of July. That's the 18th of July. That's a Thursday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you want to share anything else with us, Shannon, we would appreciate it.
I just want everybody to know that we're coming to you straight out of Atlanta, but born and raised in Montgomery, and want you all to tune in, not just the 18th, but every time we send a shout-out and let you know that the talk show is on there. Join in. Help us to enlighten those, because everybody don't know everything. Everybody can be helped somewhere. So join in. Help us talk. Help us celebrate. Help us educate. One thing that we do know that God is not always so excited about you being educated, but he do want you to be dedicated. So come on and let everybody know what we're going to talk about, what you want to talk about. Join us in and come in on what we're talking about. And please do join the first talk show that I'm glad to have on July 18th. Thank you so very much.
Awesome. Thank you, Shannon. We do appreciate you joining us. We look forward to you on July 18th. Make it do what it do. You know, that's my famous thing. Make it do what it do. So we look forward to having you, and we want you to join us as well. And it's going to be an outstanding show. It's going to be once a month. We may look at it twice a month. We're going to work on that. We're going to make sure it's available. Scarlett, anything else you want to share with our
No, we just want to thank that the audiences that have joined us all year. This has been a wonderful year, an enlightening year, and we hope that whatever we have said has enriched your lives, given you an eye-opener or just some reflection or just some confirmation on how well you're doing. Men and women in this day, in this society, it's difficult and it's challenging. but we're rising to meet the challenges, and we're doing it a relationship at a time. And just remember those healthy traits, the traits of a healthy relationship, that communication, trust, honesty, the self-love. Love yourself, because when you love yourself, it's easy to love others. And just remember that we all are looking for those committed relationships and to sustain those committed relationships. There are millions out there, and we congratulate you. We love you, and we thank you again for joining us this year. And, Doc, in part three, when we get around to it, I hope that we can talk about the question that was asked of us about those with mental disorders and those relationships.
Yeah.
So maybe we can address those when we come back after the recess for part three.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Scarlett, as well as Minister Shannon. Thank you both for joining us. You know, it's been awesome tonight. You know, and as we get ready to close this, the hashtag is keep on grinding, and that's what we're going to continue to do as we close season two. We also communicate forward with the number four, understanding. And I just want y'all to know that we're doing some things and having these new shows come to this. We have four. There will be six shows. We add the Philippine Islands to us, or the Philippines to us as listeners, and we do appreciate. We appreciate Joe as well as Greg offering their point of view tonight in regards to that as a caller. And it's just so exciting to do this. As we close this season, because we're going to take a vacation, take some time off, 4th of July comes up, enjoying the family. We're going to come back in August. Keep in mind, we don't receive any funding, neither one of us. I don't get anything. Everything happens is out of my pocket, as well as other individuals that time, resources they're using. We appreciate you. We love you. We know you do it because you take time because you love us. You take time to listen to us. Now, we have our other shows when we resume in August. Keep an eye on Facebook for all the social network media centers that we want to talk about what's going to be going on. But in July, on the 18th of July, you have the Ministress Shannon Show becoming, and also we'll have the Rachel K. Williams Show. We have those two shows in July, but no other shows will be going on. So we're going to have a great time. This vessel is here for you. You have an awesome night. And I always tell y'all, you know, I'm going to play something that, you know, if you ain't happy with what that is going on, and if you ain't willing to play the stupid call, you might need to let that person stay where they are. Bottom line is, bottom line.
This your boy Ronnie Bell, coming to y'all once again, you know, with this real talk, real music. And I know a lot of you ladies out there, you know, you ladies are wondering why you're not having the success that you deserve. And I know some of you don't want to hear it, but the truth is, it's your man.
You gotta gain him weight. Losing her hair, yeah. All because you're still there. You keep putting her down, down. Every time his friends come around, she's drinking and thinking. She's drowning in debt, constantly sinking. Getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. I can put you on Greyhound. your things and never come back around. I pay for Megabus. Bus. You gotta go. Can't stay here no more. Priceline.com. Come. I'm willing to pay. You gotta leave today. Get in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way.